Hi everyone, welcome to Jedi-sode. Jedi-sode is an audio series which reflects on the Jedi-hood message, and this message is going to be controversial. Just going to warn you in advance. Did mention about this in the final video of the Book of Proverbs. We're going to be going over a delicate situation known as hypocrisy. We've really seen hypocrisy pick up in the last year or so. There's been warning signs, though, of it occurring 7 to 5 years ago. So there's been a really big situation going on with hypocrisy. What is it? What is hypocrisy? Why is it picking up today? We are reminded of it, especially with the stupid decisions Disney is making and how they're treating people compared to other people. And this has become a really big problem, especially because people are stuck in their belief systems and they're flawed and they forget their origins. And when you forget your origin, you're going to be taken to a ditch and a pit, a place that will bring no blessing. Okay, and that's what's occurring right now with Lucasfilm. It is lost. It has no clue what it is doing. And this is a sign of what is really occurring throughout our world right now, regardless of it being entertainment, our economy, our political system, our religious system. You see it permeating everywhere. We need to start calling out hypocrisy and getting back on track. Father in heaven, give us the strength to get back on track, to do your will, and to know what we're doing wrong. We need to start discovering our hypocritical actions, taking care of them, and getting back on course. Thank you, Father, in your Son, in your Son's name, so be it in your name. We need to start looking at this issue. What is hypocrisy? So we have people with belief systems. These belief systems that are practiced are being applied differently depending on the group of people that these people are looking at. Or they'll look at a group of people and they'll apply their standards differently than to themselves. Although they think they're consistent, they really aren't. And that's a real problem. Now, I'm not saying, okay, that if you have a child who's at a certain maturity level, and you have a 40-year-old who's at a higher maturity level, that they don't have different standards. Of course they do. They have different standards based on their maturity level, but the same standards still apply depending on where you're at on the path. Okay? That's important. But when we start applying it to different groups of people differently, and when we start looking at a situation here or there and we favor a position, so we'll look highly on that situation, yet we don't agree with these people, so we apply it differently. You see the problem here? That's what we're seeing today, and it needs to be called out. And the reason why we have so much hypocrisy today is because the righteous are not calling out hypocrisy. When the righteous don't call out hypocrisy, it brings out injustice. And injustice has it where everyone suffers. Everyone suffers. Going to reference a earlier message that this person gave called Whirlwind back in early 2018. And this message referenced an email that was given to a small group of individuals about justice, why there's so much injustice in the world. And it mentioned how there's hypocrisy. The people do not call out on that hypocrisy. Because they let it simmer, it brings about injustice. And it mentions this very clearly in very logical form. Now, the problem is we are applying belief systems that we think are correct because we think we know it all. And you've heard me mention this many times. Our belief systems are flawed. And when we don't call out hypocrisy, we run into issues. But the real problem is our calling out of hypocrisy, or the lack thereof. You see, when we don't call out hypocrisy, it's very easy to get into that stupor. And we get into this strong drink of these belief systems, and they get us into situations that's going to get us into trouble. But we are very hesitant to call it out, because when we fail to call out hypocrisy, that protects our standing with that person or group. You see, when we look at a group or we look at a person and we fail to call out the hypocrisy, we fail to call upon what we're doing and seeing that it is wrong. We don't want to be wrong. you see? But by admitting our wrongs, we are able to call out hypocrisy and show that these belief systems are flawed and that people will avoid it. And the people are saved from it. There's justice. And it's time to really call this out. And I'm really tired. I'm really tired of what's going on in society right now. It is backwards right now. We are wrong. We are very wrong in what is going on right now. And these belief systems are going to topple. Watch. They're going to topple because when they're tested, they are shown to be flawed. And that's going to be more prevalent as the years go by. Have warned about this back in early 2016. Have warned about this earlier, of this hypocrisy, this concoction of double standards. You see it in scripture, it's known as double-tongued. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And you see the primary curse it gives in Revelation. In the last light, known as the gathering of Laodicea. And this group is neither hot or cold. Because they're not, they're being spewed out of the mouth. You see that? The Father tells this group of people, you think you have everything. You think you're clothed in all this wonderful array, but you don't see that you are naked. You don't see how much you lack in spiritual understanding, in spiritual perception. You don't see what's going on. You think you know everything, and you've built up this system of lies in your head, and it's getting you into all this trouble, and you don't want to hear the real full picture of this. We need to remove ourselves from this false blanket of security and start looking at the bigger picture. And these companies are failing. Because it's failed on a family level, it's starting to affect the economy, politics. It's starting to affect all the things that are going on around us. And the righteous are getting more and more bolder because of how things are being run right now. Now, people will blame a scapegoat for what's happening. That's what you're seeing right now. But what is going on is really a bigger issue than just a person or a movement. Okay? It is a reaction to how people are responding in society. And people don't understand that they create the very enemies that go against them. It's because they don't understand ebb and flow. They don't realize that the tide always goes back in. You can attempt to pull it back or push it back and get away from it, pretend it's not there, but that's not going to stop the issue from occurring. And that's what's going on right now. Society is trying to push this way of thinking onto our families, onto all of us right now. And they are really getting upset because it used to work. But when this person starts seeing segregation, and that's really what's going on today, in the 60s it was a certain group, but today it is other groups. And the problem is, the prejudice still exists. All you're doing, people out there, is putting one set of prejudices from one group to another group. Because now you're found out, okay? You still have that prejudice. You still have that bloodlust. And you need to stop doing that, okay? Because you need to stop getting out of the animal mindset and start treating people with respect, okay? And it starts with you. So when this person sees people saying all these wonderful, great things out there, and some of you have some really interesting insights. But this person looks at your actions and how you treat other people. And when this person starts seeing inconsistencies, this person sees you in ignorance. You are proving that to me. You are showing yourselves as being a person that still doesn't get it. And this is not about getting a following or anything like that. It's about telling you the truth because this person cares to tell you the truth, whereas your leaders have failed you in doing this. This is a big problem, especially in these communities who can't call a spade, and look at the plagues that it has brought to these communities. You guys should be ashamed of yourself for what's going on. And this is the normal response when the hypocrisy has reached an nth level. It's really gotten out of control. It's really gotten out of control. And we need to start taking care of this problem and saying no more. We are not going to tolerate this bigotry. Okay? We've had enough. Today it's one group. What is it going to be tomorrow? Who's the boogeyman tomorrow? You see, your bloodlust will never be quenched until you start admitting your wrongs, humbling yourself, and getting your house in order. And it's time to get that going. Okay, it's time to get your lives in order right now. And you've heard me say this. It's the Father telling you, begging you to get your lives in order while there's still time, because there's a transition happening. We're transitioning to another generation, and this generation that's coming up is quite different than the previous one. That's why we're dealing with these issues. This happens every 20-25 years. You see this throughout history. Studied a book called Generations. Do know about the trends. This is a normal occurrence in our history. And people don't know what is going on because they look at this situation. It's worked in the 60s and 70s. Why isn't it working now? It's because we're in a different spiritual mindset. The old tricks don't work, okay? People see the tricks. People see the things that companies are doing much easier. The word gets out quicker. That's why our world is trying to harness this and trying to get it into where they can control it, but they're losing it. And what is going to happen is we're going to be creating two alternate realities or more. All these people are going to be in their own little groups, and it's going to create division like you've never seen it before. And we are responsible for that division. And don't look to a person. It's time to point the finger at yourself. We have all been guilty of this hypocritical thinking. This person, even in the noblest of intentions, remember a time back in 1999 to 2006. This person was really concerned about doing the right thing, but this person did it the way this person thought it should be done. It was very noble and really cared about people, but the problem was that this person, because this person wanted to unify so badly, had a unity type movement, that this allowed certain people to get away with certain things, and it created issues more and more until it grew so much that it got out of control, and this person just couldn't handle it because didn't clip it in the bud when it should have been. And now, 10 years, 15 years later, it's gotten way out of control. These people don't understand the problems and the curses that they bring upon themselves. And it's going to keep occurring, and they think if they work harder, it's all going to get back to normal, when they don't realize the curses they are bringing upon themselves. When people see humility, that's when people may be listening a little bit more, but they're not, okay? They're leaving these groups, and they need to. It's time to protect your families from this nonsense. We need to get back to decency and call this hypocrisy out and get back to the basics of life. This has gone far out of hand. Really appreciate you listening to this message. No, it's not one that you want to hear, but it's a situation that we need to discuss. Well, it's not about discussion, is it? It's about getting instruction and learning from our mistakes. Okay, it's nice to have all these sources out there of people that give this flavor and that flavor, but as Yosef told me, and it makes perfect sense, why would these sources be any different when they could be coming from the same source? It's like with 31 flavors. It's coming from the same source. You're just thinking it's different. That's what Disney is really good at doing. They'll create different companies and tastes for different groups of people. But we have to see it's the same root problem underneath all of it, okay? And that's not just to look at Disney, but what's going on with these other companies. And what the tech companies are doing is just absolutely incredible. When this person sees a group of companies, like a cabal, and beat to a pulp what they did to a company that you all know is really upsetting. And people are tolerating bullying. You should be ashamed of that, that you would tolerate these companies to bully other people because they think differently. Should be ashamed of yourself for doing that and allowing that. No more of this. We need to stand for what's right. And evil is being revealed more and more each day. We need to notice it and take care of it. This society has gone too far. And it's good for this to happen because it shows what's really going on. The hypocrisy has gotten so bad that people need to step up, and they're doing it, and that's good. This person has loved Star Wars for many years, but they have put Star Wars in the trash. Thank goodness this person said it died in 2012 and can have some decent memories of a wonderful fairy tale. It's a beautiful myth. But what they have done, trashing it to the lowest degree for their personal beliefs, when it's higher than their own personal beliefs. But they don't see that. They're stuck in their own arrogance, and it's gotten out of control. We need to get back to the basics. Perhaps that's starting all over again from scratch. It didn't have to get this way. It's just why he sold it to him, we'll never understand. Now he's trying to clean up the mess. But you could see they take one step forward and two steps back. Just a big mess. And you think these adults are going to let their kids watch this crap? No, they're going to turn away from it. We have got to get ourselves back into focus. And that means looking at hypocrisy, taking care of the hypocrisy, and wondering why we even got to this in the first place. Let's get ourselves in order, please. People of you out there, your belief systems are flawed. Point out the hypocrisy in your lives. Set your towers down because they're going to fall. These towers are going to fall. They're falling. Don't you see they're falling right now? They're falling in front of you right now. People are going back to what works. They're going back to what's right. And you either get it or you don't. You either get it or you don't. Why they have to isolate everyone, but this is what was going to happen, and it's been made clear. It's been made crystal clear, and if you don't see it right now, you have a big plank in your eye right now, but had to remove the splinter from my eye to tell you the truth, because this person had a splinter back then, and it's taken years in a cave to get back to what matters. This person really would like to unify people, but it's time to cut off the cyst that is taking us down. I should have done it back then, but I'm doing it now. I'm redeeming myself, setting the wrongs right. And this is what allows me to speak with authority, is by getting back to the altars this person has toppled down, and to build it appropriately, and to go back to what this person was going to do originally, and really discover what it was really all about. And that's what we're doing. And we're going full circle, and are looking back at the mistakes and saying, look, it's time to grow, and it's time to mature. And although you are older, it's a different set of circumstances right now, we can still get back to a time when things made sense. But we have to remove this plague, this mental plague from our lives, this spiritual plague from our lives. Let's remove it. Will you remove it today? Will you promise that you will sincerely attempt to remove the splinters from your eyes, and that you're going to be quiet when you talk to others unless you are being righteously called to call them out? Otherwise, it's time to be silent. We need to be quiet and allow the Father to speak. Father, thank you for this message, and thank you for helping us see our hypocritical ways. We need to get back on track, and you're going to do that for us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving us strength to do what's right. Because we care about our families, we care about our loved ones. We're going to do it right because you're going to give us the strength. It's not our belief systems, it's your ways. You are the way, and you will lead us back home. When we understand this, that is when the wrongs will be righted. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In your Son and in your Son's name, so be it in your name. Thank you for listening. This is Jedisode. Again, Jedisode is an audio message which reflects on the Jedihood message. Hope all of you are going to keep listening. We're going to be giving you further messages and really appreciate you listening. Thank you. Know it's difficult. And know some of you are not going to like this. And it's not about your likes. It's not about your views. It's about you and taking care of issues because we care. It's about mercy. It's about responsibility and virtue. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Talk to you later. Take care. The Father be with you. Bye-bye now.